MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
South Africa's coalition era is no longer a political experiment, but a permanent reality. And in her new book, Where To From Here, political writer and Business Day parliamentary correspondent Tara Roos argues that identity politics, populism and weak coalition structures are reshaping the country's future. And she joins me now to discuss why some parties are thriving, others are fading, and whether South Africans are heading towards more fragmentation or perhaps a new political consensus. Tara, a very warm welcome and congratulations on the book. It argues that we've entered this age of uncertainty. Is that uncertainty, do you think, now the defining feature of politics in South Africa?
Absolutely. I think the defining feature of politics in South Africa today is coalitions and populism and the uncertainty that comes with both of those things. You know, for many, many years in South African politics, you knew the ANC was going to rule. You knew that the decisions that came out of the ANC, NEC, was going to govern the country. And for the first time in history, that is absolutely not the case.
Let me pick you up on that word populism. Do you think it's filling a vacuum then that has simply been ignored, abandoned, left by mainstream parties that have simply deflected and have stopped listening?
Absolutely. You know, when we look at the rise of populist parties, it can be directly linked to the government's inability to address key issues to South Africans. You know, if you walk down the street, Jeremy, and you were to ask someone randomly what they thought the biggest issue in this country was, they would either tell you it has to do with crime or it has to do with the economy, whether it be high employment, economic stagnation. And if you look at crime, for example, you know, it is populist movements that have been able to co-opt these key issues to South Africans that are not being addressed. You know, AfriForum will tell you that, you know, white farmers are the most oppressed in South Africa. Coloured nationalist groups like the Patriotic Alliance, the National Coloured Congress will tell you, actually, it's the child in the Cape Flats. That completely ignores the fact that 70 murders happen a day in this country. Everyone is affected by crime. It is not specific to one group only, but it is these populist movements' ability to co-opt these issues that are not being addressed and tailor it to their particular demographic to tell them, actually, you are the most vulnerable. And if you vote for me, I will help solve your issues because no one is listening to you.
And therein lies the problem. Voters agree on what the issues are, but have widely differing views on the solutions. And that, Tara, I would suggest, makes any kind of compromise almost impossible in the current paradigm.
Absolutely, because you are never going to please everyone. And the difficulty that I think we face today is that we don't have a unified vision of where we are going to as South Africa. We can agree that crime is an issue. We can agree that, you know, economic stagnation, high unemployment, these are issues. How do we fix those? I think is where we have really lost South Africans. When we look into post-1994 and into the early 2000s, South Africans are reunified in the direction of the country. And today, I think that there is a large splintering of that direction. And many South Africans actually don't know what the future holds for us as a nation.
And the consequence of that splintering is, as you write, coalition politics. Does it encourage, as it should, better accountability and cooperation, or, as we suspect, simply rewarding backroom deal-making?
I think we do lack a lot of maturity in our coalitions currently. I think that there, as a part of a evolving and growing democracy, maturity does come. You know, there is a stark difference in the first year of the GNU versus the second. But I think when we look at the lack of political maturity, particularly at a local government and provincial level when it comes to coalition politics, I don't think that we are at a time yet where coalitions are actually very fruitful in allowing for accountability and allowing for diverse voices to be heard. Currently, where we are right now, it is about who can undercut the most, who can play politics, the game of politics the best. And I think that ultimately that is not the most productive outcome for South Africans.
And that doesn't bode well for Johannesburg in the upcoming municipal election, does it?
Absolutely not. You know, what has happened in the city of Joburg, Jeremy, has been absolutely devastating. When we look at the lack of governance, the lack of political will, the lack of cooperation to make the city work. You know, Joburg is not only the economic heart of the country, it is also a massive role player on the continent. You know, Joburg fails, South Africa fails. And I think when we look at the inability and the lack of political maturity for a working coalition to survive in the city of Joburg, I think it does give residents very little hope going to the ballot in November this year.
And Tara, in the book, you talk about winners, losers and survivors. But the reality of the situation is the party facing the greatest existential threat right now is the African National Congress.
Absolutely. You know, the ANC was the biggest loser in 2024. They are likely to be the biggest loser again in 2026. And I talk about this in the book, Jeremy. You know, the problem is that the ANC, despite all of its failures, is still the most popular party in the country. South Africans like the ANC. They like ANC policies. They do not like ANC governance and the ANC's track record in governance. And the ANC's problem is that they're not honest with themselves about the reality of South Africa and what they particularly have done to South Africa through their bad governance track record. And I think until the ANC is honest with themselves, there will be no change in their electoral outcomes.
And on the other side of the divide is the Democratic Alliance that you write has a messaging problem.
They have a messaging problem and a growth problem. You know, the DA, for all intents and purposes, is a massive communications and PR machine. When you look at DA marketing, you would believe that the DA is doing absolutely amazingly. You know, they were the official opposition for 20 years. They finally entered government. The DA's entrance into government is not because of their own successes, but because of the ANC's failures. They actually lost almost 100,000 votes going from 2019 into 2024, and they've lost 600,000 votes since 2014. And when we look at that decline, the fact that the DA is the official opposition for 20 years was unable to pick up a single vote despite the ANC's watershed election in 2024 is a clear indication that the party is not growing.
And just finally, beyond the municipal election, do you think we are then moving towards, in time, a more mature coalition democracy, which is what South Africans want, I imagine, or maybe more worryingly, an era of permanent instability and this fragmentation that you've referred to?
I hope that we are nearing the end of this instability coalition period. You know, the longer we have coalitions, the more and more they mature. Coalitions at a national level are still very new in the democratic history of South Africa. And it is really my hope and my wish that we will see greater political maturity and cooperation at a national level, a provincial level, and a local government level, because coalitions are here to stay. It is unlikely for the foreseeable future that any party will get 50+1. And I think that is a reality that political parties need to accept. And I think that there needs to be greater efforts to make coalitions work in South Africa.
Well, for my money, one of the best political books that I've read in recent times. It's called Where To From Here, Populism and Coalition Politics in South Africa. And the author is Tara Roos. Tara, thank you very much.